Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, Jesus, we worship you. We're going to spend some time in prayer if you're able to. We'll change the order of the service now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's sing Jesus Revealed in Me. That's number 64 in our white-covered book. And let's make it our prayer. Okay, number 64. Just to mention before we sing the last verse and pray, you know, some of those lists that I was reading about in the last days, you know, right away you think about, well, those are the things we read about in the news. That's the world. That's how they act. They're proud, and they love pleasure more than lovers of God. But really, the warning is that in the last days, can happen to the people of God, the church, you and me, if we get our eyes off of Jesus and we get our eyes off of the goal, that those changes can take place in us. Our love can become cold. We can become proud. We can become self-centered. And that's why it's our constant exercise to pursue godliness. And so I don't want you to think that we're talking about other people out there, but right there in the church, we see some of these things, don't we, among Christians? And God forbid if we see them in us. Oh, Jesus, make my heart pure. Let's sing that last verse.
Triumphant peace is mine. Now Jesus reigns within. He giveth joy. Revealed in me.
Praise God. Lisa, are you up to closing in prayer?
Well, thank you for this period, Lord. Thank you for all the work that you've been doing. Pray that you seal it in us, Lord. Even if the things seem that to us that if you aren't doing anything, well, we know you are. You're doing things inwardly. Lord, thank you so much. And we praise you, Lord, ahead of time for the victories, Lord.
Yes.
Just pray that you would go before us and send your angels down the highway for those of us who are going home tomorrow.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Well, God bless you. Stay as God keeps you here, and when it's time to go, go with Him. Go in His blessing. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for the desire that you put within our hearts to be godly. And yet, Lord, we pray that you'll strengthen that desire and perfect that desire, Lord. Make it all that you want it to be, Lord. And then we pray that you'll put a cry in our heart that will help us to seek you like that. Lord, we pray, Jesus, that you will fill us with your grace and help us, Lord, to put forth every effort to know you. In your fullness, and to reflect you in every part of our lives, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you're changing us on the inside. And Lord, we thank you for all the changes that have come. And Lord, it just makes us hungry for more changes. Lord, we want every part of our life to reflect Christ and his love and his purity and his holiness, Lord. And we know, Jesus, that that comes as we nurture our relationship with you, as we seek those things which are above, not the things on the earth. And so, Lord, we pray, keep us from getting tangled up with the affairs of this life. And Lord, we pray that the glory of your kingdom will so captivate us that the Lord will turn away from everything else and give ourselves to seeking you and your kingdom with all our hearts. Oh Jesus, I pray that the drawing of the Holy Ghost will be very evident in our lives. We'll feel that pull away from the world and that pull closer to Christ when we go home from this place, Lord. That, Lord, you'll help us, Lord, that you'll draw us. The Spirit of God will remind us and give us great joy in seeking you to this end, Lord. Oh, God, we know that there's great joy in knowing Jesus like that, in seeking him like that. And so let that joy strengthen us to pursue you with all our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you for your exceeding great and precious promises. Hallelujah. Thank you that you live within us, Lord. You're there to take over. And so teach us how to let you. More and more. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. Oh, what a salvation this, that Christ liveth.